Simon Shin Bei Sif Yud. The Mechaber says that somebody washed his hands, he should rub his hands against each other to get as much water as possible through both of them before he dries them on a mappa, which is something akin to a towel. And Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here. We're discussing the concept of Shirios Zeu Kibusai, that a beged or something made of material, when you make it wet, that itself is a form of kibus of washing it. We said in the previous sif that there's a machlekes if a loch of Shirios Zeu Kibusai is only by something that's meluchach, that's dirty, or even a beged chain of lichluch. Even though Me'ikar Adin, the many Rishayim that are Mekel, it's only by a begum luchluch, but Shal Deraisa is good to be machmer for the shittas that even by a begum which is clean, there's Shriya Zeu Kibusai. However, that whole machlek is only if the Shriya is done in a nice way, in a clean way. But the way the Shriya, the Kibus, is done is Derech Luchluch, in a dirty way, so then both those shittas agree, there's no klal Shriya Zeu Kibusai. And here where you're taking hands that are washed with water, and now you dry them on a towel, that's derech luchluch. It's derech luchluch, the dirty hands which are just washed, they're being wiped on a towel. A towel, after too many people dry their hands in it, you see the towel gets black, gets dirty. This is derech luchluch. And therefore, this getting of the towel wet should not really be a problem. However, Mishnah Berurah mentioned previously, and then there's the Katan Lamates, we had that the Arshitas, the Arishayim, the Aramachmer, that even derech luchluch, the Shirah Zeu Kibusai. And the Mechaber is saying that even though Mikadim, we don't pass like that, but Toiv, it's good to be Machmer like that Shita. Really, a small amount of water should not be an issue, even like that Shita, but it's hard to know what's called loud, what's called small. Therefore, once you try to get as much water as he could off his hands before he dries on the towel, and this way you can be certain that he's been Yetzah, the Shita as well. There are Mataka rights over here in Safyud. The other Rishayim say, don't worry about this, because Shirah Zeu Kibusai does not apply over here where it's derech luchluch, and that's Taka, the Ikar Hadin. However, the Shabura says, still you have to be careful if it's something, not a towel, but like clothing or something like that. They don't want it to get too wet. If it gets too wet, there's a chashash might come to squeeze the water out. Then if it's a lot of water, there's a chashash amyischot. Small amount of water is not going to have a chashash amyischot. But if it's a lot of water, there'll be a chashash amyischot. Therefore, one should be careful of that. It's about like zachrenim, how much one has to worry about this. In any case, with a towel, that's a derech for it to get wet, and you don't mind it getting wet, it's meant to get wet, there the chashash amyischot does not apply. It's more like by a beged, let's say water spilled, you want to wipe it up, so wipe it up with a towel, or you can wipe it up with a napkin or a paper towel. These are things that are meant to get wet. Both clothing, that if it gets too wet, you're going to want to squeeze out the water. It shouldn't be too wet, that you should not use to dry up a spill. Then the Ramah goes on and says that if somebody wants to dry his hands with a beged that the tinuk leaked meraglayim onto, and the only reason why he's doing it is not to clean the beged, but just to mevatel the meraglayim, that should be bottled to the mayim, and therefore one should be able to daven or say a bracha with this beged there, so that's okay. That's mamish derech luchluch, and his kavanah is not to clean a bechlal. Mishnah Berurah says, as opposed to his tzoyah, if it's dirty from the baby, then drying one's hands in the beged, if that's going to clean it, will be a problem. Because even though, from the point of view of Shirah Zeu Kibusai, it's just derech luchluch, lemaisa, he's doing real kibbutz in the beged. He's cleaning the beged from the tzoyah, from the dirt that was on before. As opposed to reglayim, it's not as mias, and your kavanah is not to clean the beged, just to mevato, that you should be able to daven and say brachas there, so that is fine. We're discussing over here the small amount of reglayim that leaked. The little baby's life leaked a little bit of meraglayim onto, let's say, the mother's clothing or something like that. So it should be mevatel and mayim is enough that you could make brachas and daven with the beggar there or daven with the mother wearing this clothing. You just want to get a little wet to mevatel it, so then you could dry your wet hands on this beggar and it's fine. Because kavanah is not really to wash the beggar. As opposed to, says the mother, to actually pour water on the beggar, on the meraglayim to mevatel it, that'll be also. Because here you're clearly trying to wash it. Your kavanah is for kibbutz. Even if someone wants to wash his hands, not to pour water directly on the beged, but to wash his hands over the beged so that the water will slide down his hands and spill directly onto the beged. That's also a problem. It's a secretion for kibbutz, for Shirah Zeu Kibusai, and that'll be a problem as well. So Mishnah Berurah says, someone wants to hold the baby on Shabbos, she's careful doing the way, the baby's not going to leak onto the adult's clothing because they'll have a problem cleaning off the clothing afterwards, and they won't be able to say, Brachos wearing this clothing, and it's very, very delicate what one's allowed to do on Shabbos in terms of wetting one's clothing in order to clean it without being over on the Isra of kibbutz. It has to be a very agav dik away. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, it comes out from all the sifim over here, that if you have a beggar that's dirty, everyone agrees, Shirah Zeu Kibusai, and you can't soak it or make it wet in order to wash it, in order to clean it. He discusses a kelim that are used to wash the clothing, and there's Me'a Mishra, there's dirty water from the laundry, and there you want to make it wet, you want to avoid the Me'a Mishra, making the clothing dirtier. That's a whole special case. But in a standard case, one has to be careful not to make dirty clothing wet in order to clean it, and even clean clothing, much not make it wet, because it's good to be machmer in the shadow of deraisa, Shirah Zeu Kibusai, even on clean clothing. However, it's being done derech luchluch, then it's a chumra ba'alma that the Mechaber mentions to be careful. A Shirah Zeu Kibusai, when it's being done derech luchluch, and the Ramah is make all of that, as long as your intent is not to wash or clean the clothing, it's just happening in the agav digawei.